And welcome to the first episode of the Compton Podcast. Coming up this week, I get to chat with Jam Club and get to listen to them play some music for us. I discuss mindfulness with Miss Rock, as well as GSS and revision tips for everyone with Miss Irving. For 2 achievement points, see if you can count how many times I end up saying the word awesome during one of the interviews. And also in our interview with Jam Club, there's a lovely competition for you guys to all get involved in as well, where you can guess some of the music they're playing. I am here with the Compton School's Jam Club. It's very nice to be here with you on a Friday. Would you like to just quickly, if you can shout towards the mic, your names and introduce yourself, and then we can learn a little bit about more about what Jam Club is. So who do we have in the room with us?
Zach, I'm in year 13.
Sam, I'm in year 9.
Matteo, I'm in year 9 as well.
I'm Toby in year 9.
Jules in year 7.
Milo, year 9.
Tom, year 9.
Rohan, year 9.
Awesome. So, how long have you guys been jamming together?
I'm actually not too sure. It's been maybe a year and a bit.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Since we did School of Rock for like the big show production.
Awesome. And what was the thing that brought you guys together? Was it doing School of Rock together?
Yeah, I think that that was the main goal, because back when Mr. Lyons, our old music teacher, was here, he sort of set the whole thing up and to do the music for School of Rock. And then after that, we just continued doing it every Friday.
Awesome. So how do you jam? I think for people who have just heard that will think, surely you must have practiced that 100 times. How does it work? Do you just get in a room and play whatever you want?
Well, I guess maybe someone will pick a key or something and start playing, and then we'll try and work out, you know, the same key and start playing as well.
That sounds kind of difficult. How do you just learn to do that? Is it just practice?
Yeah, it's pretty much just practice. The type of music we play is a lot of rock and roll and blues music. So it's based around the same sort of 3-4 chords. So really once someone starts playing, it's not that difficult to sort of get into the groove of it and just follow along, yeah.
Awesome. Can you give us like a minute example of how that would work? So does you mind starting something and everyone can just kind of join in? So we'll do that for a minute or so. I think that would be quite nice to feel the build up of it all.
Awesome. We'll go with the key of B.
Important for the audience to know. Amazing. It's so nice. For the people that aren't in the room, it's so nice to be around people that are just seemingly experimenting, and it's just working really, really well together. So that's awesome. So what are your favourite things to play together? Do you have any songs in particular you really like playing? Sam, any songs you particularly like singing?
I don't really sing along with it. I'll just sort of freestyle something in my head and I'd sing it in the corner. No one can hear me, but I'll just do it anyway.
That sounds awesome. I think that speaks to so many of us who, when we listen to music, are actually just freestyling in our own heads. That's awesome. Okay, so are you guys...
He's being modest. He does sing. He sings Take It Easy very well. It's just that we don't have a mic here. So if we were singing Take It Easy, he would take the third verse with much style.
I think actually I've seen in one of the serenades all of you rocking out to that. So that is fantastic. So we all thought it would be a fun idea to do some sort of competition for our listeners, where you guys play the start of maybe a favourite famous song, and some of our listeners can guess what that song is. So we're going to see if that can work. So, do you want to discuss, or do you just have... Okay, you're all so in tune, you know what you're going to do.
We're so in tune,
we know what we're going to do.
Ready?
Okay, here we go. So this is tune number one. See if you can guess what this song is. Here we go. Thank you. Amazing. That's a classic case of, oh my God, I've heard that 100 times and I do not know what it is off the top of my head, but hopefully one of the listeners will, because the words have escaped me. Okay, do you have a second one you could possibly do? I'm going to assume someone's just going to start and everyone else will just know and follow along. Awesome. Okay, so if you can guess either tune one or tune two, either let me, Mr. Janet Klaus, know, or you can come to Jam Club on Fridays. How does it work? Can people just show up?
Yeah, sure. If anyone is interested, then they can just show up after school on Fridays and just tell us what you play, and yeah, we'll try and fit you in. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, it's been an absolute joy to be with you guys this Friday. If you want to just keep playing and play us out, how would that sound?
Thank you very much.
You can tell us the key as well.
Let's see. You got anything? What was that one you were doing? Play that, yeah.
Hello and welcome to this segment of the Compton School podcast. I'm here with Miss Rock and we're going to be discussing a very exciting and interesting opportunity that Miss Rock is part of over the next few terms. And speaking of mindfulness, which is what we're going to be talking about, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very good, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm also very good.
Excellent.
So what is mindfulness and why is mindfulness important in school or in our daily lives?
Well, mindfulness is, you know, just taking that time out to make sure that you are in check with your feelings and emotions and kind of weighing up how you're feeling at that particular moment. I think it's really, really important in school because so much is going on, you know, go through 6 lessons every day, you might be doing something after school as well, and that can have a massive impact on how we're feeling moment to moment. So it's very important that you are kind of in check with your feelings and how you're feeling.
I think definitely we've all had moments where, because we aren't really in tune with how we're doing, suddenly we lash out or we're feeling particularly lazy in a moment, or we don't realise why, and actually taking the time, maybe in a club, to just think about how you're actually feeling could be really, really beneficial.
Exactly, so it can lead to kind of impulsive behaviour, things we do that we kind of regret, and just kind of taking that time to kind of slow down and think about yourself, which we tend not to do so much these days, can prevent that and, you know, make your days much happier.
Well, I'm convinced, but what's the Mindfulness Club actually going to look like?
So there's a variety of different activities you can do to be mindful. Obviously, in a school environment, we are kind of limited to how much we can do, but mindfulness colouring has been a massive kind of trend and it's very, very beneficial. You know, just taking time out to do something that kind of reminds you of kind of simpler times, maybe when you're a child, and that can really kind of slow you down and make you think about your day. Also things like gratitude journals, kind of thinking about what you're thankful for during that day, and affirmations. So trying to keep yourself positive and shy away from the negativity that you might have felt during that day and just keep a positive mindset.
I know when I was at university, we did a lot of mindfulness colouring and actually so many students got involved because they really enjoyed just the calmness. I think one of the things everyone loved about doing art at school is it's just a time for you to just express.
Exactly, it's self-expression.
And you don't always get to do that. So having a specific time to do that sounds like a wonderful thing.
Great.
That's awesome. So if students can't attend the club for any reason, what could students do to practice mindfulness just in their day-to-day lives at home?
Well, one of the things that kind of stops us being so mindful, I think, is that we're in such a busy, non-stop world, and technology has a big part to play in that. But, you know, you can use technology to your advantage with mindfulness. There are so many apps out there. Mm. You've got Headspace and Calm, and they kind of get you to check in with yourself at different points in the day. So you can time it. So before you go to bed, you have 5 minutes where you kind of write down things that might be on your mind or things that went well that day. Meditations. They can run like kind of timed meditations where you just take 5-10 minutes out and just meditate. There's loads of things you can do. Just going for a walk on your own with your thoughts can be just as beneficial as kind of speaking to someone about it. And also the one thing that we forget about, which is really important, is sleep. Yeah. Making sure that you are sleeping the right amount of hours every night is so beneficial to keeping a clear
and it's the one thing I say to my year 11s before every mock. I just look them in the eyes and I say, when did you sleep? And they look at me and they all lie to my face. And yeah, they all say it was 11 and I know
so
it was
important.
12.
Yeah.
Well, I think what the link between all that is just really taking the time. That's why having a club in school could be really beneficial
exactly.
for that.
Exactly. Just setting aside time to be with your thoughts and kind of reflect on how you're feeling.
I find brushing my teeth is the prime time. Because what am I doing in those exact 2 minutes? Nothing. So that can be a time where you really think, how am I actually feeling today? What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought that sounds fantastic. As a last point, where can students go? Who can they come talk to if they're interested in finding out more?
Well, obviously you can come and find me and always on the Humanities Corridor on HT4 or in the Humanities Office. There will be posters going out and we are looking to start on Monday the 18th of March.
Monday the 18th of March with Miss Rock, Mindfulness Club. Thank you very much. It's always lovely to chat to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are here with Miss Irving for this section of the Compton podcast.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Irving. How are you doing this morning?
I am well this morning. It's a nice sunny day. I feel like it's that time of year when you can really start to be a bit more positive about the weather and the nice spring and summer ahead.
I feel very, very similar. We have been talking about mindfulness already on this programme, so it's nice to take that moment in the morning, enjoy the sunshine, and to just think about how we are feeling. So we are currently talking just after our year 11s have gone in for their last of this set of maths mock exams.
Absolutely.
Was there any last minute exam advice you gave your students?
I think that the advice we've been given to all students this term in kind of their last minute preparation, which we definitely spoke about with them a lot this term, is about making sure that the most important thing before your exam is that you get a good night's sleep and that you get then a good breakfast and a good start to the day. So absolutely not kind of staying up thinking, if I just do some more revision, I'm going to do really well in my exam tomorrow. Actually, the best thing to do is put stuff down, get a good night's sleep, have a good breakfast, and make sure that you're sort of really physically prepared for the exam.
Absolutely. I'm excited for the banana round just before the real exams. We can go around and just force our students to actually eat breakfast, because I think lots of them think that coffee is a nutritious breakfast and I just don't think it is before exams. You're also in charge of the GSS programme.
I am.
Which I'm sure lots of the 11s already know about, but for people in school, what is the GSS programme?
GSS stands for GCSE Success Strategies, and it is a whole range of different strategies and programmes that we have in place to support our year 11s, to make sure that all of our year 11s make the absolute maximum progress towards their exams, that they have all the resources and support that they need to do their absolute best. So that ranges from lots and lots of things. So for example, inviting parents in for an information evening so that they understand how we in school are trying to prepare students for GCSEs, having time out of timetable for conferences where we share with students time management skills and study skills that will support them in their revision. Some students have a one-to-one mentor each week, but it also includes things like PDT sessions, which are dedicated to independent silent study, which reinforces the idea of actually in 20 minutes, a short, sharp burst of revision, you can get lots and lots of valuable revision done in that time. And actually lots of 20-minute blasts of revision adds up to a lot of revision. But then it also includes the other side of things where actually we make sure students are acknowledging it's absolutely natural to be perhaps apprehensive or a bit stressed about your
exams,
and there are lots of things that they can do to be proactive to manage those kind of heightened emotions. So this term, their respecting self, respecting others sessions are all geared towards how do you, what practical strategies do you have that can help you manage your emotions, both kind of long term but also in the moment. So at a single point when you're feeling particularly stressed, what can you do in that moment to calm yourself down and make yourself feel more positive?
I think that's fantastic. I think it really shows the culture that Compton is trying to create throughout the whole school, that there are specific times to talk about the fact that actually it's not easy. Because I know that some schools would just completely ignore that, but it's amazing there's a program in place that firstly brings in parents into it, so it doesn't feel so separate. I think that's a really important way to build trust and also to help students. And also, students need to know that it's okay that it's going to be difficult, but that we can put in and we can help them create a program and ways of managing the stress.
I think, you know, everyone who's part of the school knows that we're a very hard-working school. The staff work very hard and we expect the students to work very hard. And naturally, with that comes stress and sometimes moments of strain. But actually, it is really important, just as we are all responsible for looking after our physical health, that we take time and implement strategies to look after our mental health as well. Play hard, make sure you rest, you know, work hard, make sure you get some rest time.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to be a theme throughout this whole podcast, and also something we're going to be talking about a lot is the idea that you've got to look after yourself, because if you're not at your best, you're not in any way going to work at your best as well.
Yes, definitely.
Are there three top tips you think you could give all students at school when it comes to exam time? Because it's not something that just our year 11s have to do. Year 13s, 12s, all the way down to year 7s have to be in exam halls doing exams.
One of the things that we spoke about a lot at the GSS conference that we had last half term was about planning out your time. And so starting early and planning out your time. Obviously, the earlier you start, the more time you have to work with.
Early in the day and early in the term?
Early in the process. So,
the
for
process.
Example, revision does not happen the night before or the week before.
No, that's not real revision.
Actually, what we want all of our students to understand is that if you want to be really successful in your exams, you probably need to start 6 months before. And you won't be doing, you know, 100% focus on revision at that point, but you'll be doing bits of revision every day that just gradually build up, so that by the time you get to you know, a month out from your exam, you've actually already covered lots of the topics. They're becoming familiar. You're going over and over things, revisiting things. So planning out your time and starting early is absolutely our number one top tip. Our second tip would be making your revision as active as possible. So what I mean by that is not sitting and just reading. All of the studies show that that just does not work, because a paragraph, two paragraphs in, you're going to switch off slightly and information will stop going in exactly the same way. I've given the example in maths as well, where, you know, actually just watching the Maths Watch video is a passive activity. What you need to be doing is watching it and then doing some questions based on it. So that's making your brain work, it's being active in your revision. So if you're reading a text, you're making notes as you go. If you're watching a Maths Watch video or a video in science about one of your required practicals, for example, you're either doing the work or making notes as you go along, so that you're not just sitting and watching, you're actually participating. So tip number two is being as active as possible in your revision. And then tip number three is about taking regular breaks. So it's really no good sitting and doing an hour and a half block of revision. After a certain point, it will just stop going in. It's much better to do maybe a half hour, have a bit of a rest, do another half hour, have a bit of a rest. So you're doing more focused sessions of revision with breaks in between.
I think those are fantastic tips for lots of things, not just these exams. So taking regular breaks, making sure it's active, and planning your time properly, I think will get you a long way in life, not just in these exams. Well, that is fantastic. It was lovely having this time to talk to you, Miss Irving. And of course, if students have anything they want to ask you in specifics, they can come find you. This has been a section of the Compton Podcast where we get to talk about GSS. It's been lovely. Hopefully we'll get to chat to you sometime in the future.
thank you for listening to the Compton podcast. Thank you so much to the Jam Club, to Miss Rock and Miss Irving for talking to us. If you're interested in getting involved with the show, just come talk to Mr. Jana Klausner in MG2 in the Math Corridor, and we'd love to get you involved. Have a lovely week.